Happy New Year! If you're listening to this, this is coming out on the final day of 2016, and we're making it in just under the wire with our Star Trek movie reviews. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And as you know, this is the 50th year for the anniversary of Star Trek, and we promised you guys to review every Star Trek movie in reverse chronological order, and we finally come to the finish line.
Oh, thank God.
Thank goodness. All right, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution right now.
Yeah?
No Star Trek talk in 2017.
What happens with Star Trek Discovery premieres?
Screw it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Now we stop talking about The Walking Dead. There, we lost all those listeners. Now we stop talking about Star Trek. We lost those listeners.
And we only talk about Game of Thrones sparingly, so.
Oh, damn. Well, it has to be on to talk about it.
I know. Well, hey, we have a new obsession.
What, Westworld?
The Leftovers.
Oh, The Leftovers.
That's so good. Anyway.
Yeah, but when's the third season of that premiere? Next year?
April.
April.
Yeah. So okay. We're all good. Wow. All right. So we are talking 1979's Star Trek, the motion picture, starring William Shatner and a whole bunch of other people who we know from the original Star Trek series, and the dad from
Seventh Heaven. Stephen Collins,
who it took me, and I'm like, why do I know him? Yeah. Oh, that's the dad
Actually, I knew him from Tales of the Golden Monkey.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, see, there you go.
I didn't place him as the dad from Seventh Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I placed him as Dennis and Dee's biological father from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he's still alive, right? Or did he die?
Yeah, he had a scandal a few years
That's
ago.
Right. Oh, the yeah. Anyway,
the ex-wife thing and all that. Yeah.
All right. So this
don't forget Persis Gambata, who plays Ilea.
Ilea, her legs were a good part of this movie.
Those were the only two like guest stars.
Yeah, it had the rest of the main crew. Yeah. Even Dr. Chapel.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is far and away the most boring space Star Trek movie.
This
ever.
Is the most boring, but not the worst.
No, Nemesis is the worst.
Star Trek V is the worst.
Okay. Oh, you're right. I forgot about it. See, Anyway, I plunged that one from my mind.
Yeah, I know.
So this, I sat and I turned this on yesterday. I watched this yesterday. It took two tries to make it through. Not like,
why did you do that?
Well, because we were going to talk about it anyway. Yeah, but so I had it on, and the kid bot 07 was in the room, and she's like, I know what it was. This is stupid. I'm like, you're right, but
she
we
got
have
her
to
kid
watch
scissors
it.
And poked her eyes out.
She's trying to poke my eyes out. Anyway, so we got through the opening of this movie with the Klingons and the I forget what the Earth vessel was that was.
Oh, the space station?
Yeah, the space station. Yeah. Thank you. Who's monitoring them and everything.
Right.
And so, you know, V'ger does what V'ger does and destroys them. And I looked at her and said, hey.
That needs to be a t-shirt. V'ger does what V'ger does.
Anyway, so, TM. I looked at her and I said, well, guess what? You just watched the most exciting part of this movie. All right. This is 2 hours and it's a 132-minute runtime. So, you know, 2 hours and 12 minutes. Of just a snooze fest. Now, there are things that I liked about it, and I will get to that.
Okay.
The acting in this across the board is so bad.
Did they forget who they were?
I think so. Like,
the only one who actually played their character straight was, two, Spock and McCoy.
Even Spock. Like, McCoy was the best.
Well, Spock
was
playing the non-emotional.
Yeah,
on Vulcan, and I've been doing the
the rituals.
Was it the Kolinar?
Yeah.
The Kolinar ritual.
Kolinar!
I was trying to cleanse all emotion from myself, but
every
then
time
I got a calling. I sense the presence in the Force.
Every time I hear Kolinar, all I think is Kalima.
Kalima.
if someone could have just ripped my heart out and killed me while watching this movie, it would have been so much better.
Maybe next Christmas.
Funny thing about this movie, $46 million budget.
Yes.
Made $139
million. Well,
you know why? Because there wasn't a lot of good stuff coming out in 1979, apparently.
Well, it was the riding the wave of the Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same as Black Hole.
You mean Star Wars?
We talked to Star Wars, We talked about Black Hole, and that was kind of the same thing. You know, everybody was on the Star Wars train.
Yeah. Robert Wise directed.
Which was kind of a bad choice.
Yeah. Harold Livingston.
I mean, excellent director, but the only reason I think they put him in that position was because he directed The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Which was a great movie.
Yeah, which
'50s.
Is a great movie, but you know.
All right. So what I liked.
Okay.
The music. Mm-hmm. Jerry Goldsmith is fantastic.
Well, yeah, we got our Star Trek The Next Generation theme. We got our Klingons theme.
Anyway, the sets. The interior of this ship was amazing. It looked cinematic.
Right.
You know, I recently rewatched Prometheus because and I saw like a lot of just similarities in the ship they were on in Prometheus when they were flying out to the planet where the engineers were sending them, and it's like, wow, they stole a lot of look of
borrowed
this,
a lot
stole. They like
in
they,
the cinematic world we call it borrowing.
They broke into the Enterprise's tower where all the blueprints were many Bothans were killed making that happen. Anyway, no,
really,
but
a guy called Manny Bothans.
Manny Bothans. Have you seen, there's a shirt that says hello, my name is Manny Bothans.
Hello, my name is Manny Bothans.
It just the ship, the interior of the ship looked great.
Yeah.
I love
that's where most of the budget went.
Absolutely.
Was to that.
It certainly didn't go to acting coaches.
Yeah, but I mean, there was sets in that Enterprise that looked like they were airplane hangars, and it's like, maybe, where does this fit at in the ship?
Well, I always had that question with the Kelvin timeline.
Yeah,
Enterprise.
That Enterprise, like, yeah.
The engineering section is so expansive and never ends. And,
right.
You know, but yeah, no, I really did. And in going back and looking at it, I had made a comment to my wife. It's, you know, practical effects when they're done well really hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie in HD looks beautiful.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a boring movie, but it is a beautifully shot movie. But it is just, it is like watching a documentary about Star Trek, but nothing happens.
It's like 2001.
Right? Oh yeah.
2001. Okay, I'm gonna lose all sorts of nerd cred. I have never watched 2001 all the way through. Now I've seen the entire movie, but never
bits
in one sitting. I nod off.
Okay.
It just happens.
Fair enough. It happens to people.
You know, had I not been watching this on my day off and it'd been the middle of the day, I'm pretty sure I would have fallen asleep. It's just, the acting is so bad. The story is so bad. The pacing is just horrible.
Yeah.
The big V'ger sphincter is like,
oh
what,
yeah,
the aperture.
Yeah, the
like,
aperture.
It looks like a big giant butthole.
Yeah.
And Spock's like, I gotta get in there.
Captain Kirk, you've had enough of the buttholes. I'm going for one.
Damn it, Jim. Now McCoy was great.
Yeah.
DeForest Kelly, but I mean, he just
He
playing
shows himself
up and he performs, right? I love the beard and like,
you got a bottle of whiskey? All right, give it to me. I'm going in.
Damn it, Jim. So you did this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What did you think? I've been talking this whole time.
Like I was telling you before we started recording, I was talking about this and I said there's only two good parts to this movie, the beginning and the end. It really is like a very boring movie.
Oh, so
I
boring.
Don't. Unless I'm on a kick of I'm going to watch all the Star Trek movies, I don't go near this one.
I will be honest. I will never again go on a kick of I need to watch all the Star Trek movies after.
This is not one where if it's on regular TV, I'm going to go, ooh, I'm going to stop and watch this.
The motion.
Unless it's the beginning and they're like, ooh, I'm going to watch these Klingons get blown up. And then, oh, that's it. Done.
What the hell's a Klingon?
Anyway, yeah.
One thing about the Klingons is we get the traditional, or well, now the modern look of the Klingon with the ridges and everything. So,
and that was Mark Lenard who played Sarek playing the lead Klingon.
Yep.
Like I said, it's a decent watch, but it's a very boring movie. I mean, it's not in the higher Star Trek movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a reason why Star Trek 2 happened.
Yeah. So this was supposed to segue into a TV show.
No, originally
it was supposed to be a TV show.
Yeah, it was
supposed
to be called Star Trek 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was telling
you. The Wrath of.
No, it was just The New Voyages. The New Voyages is what it was supposed to be. Star Trek 2, The New Voyages. So that's why. And I was telling you the similarities are there between Decker and Ilea and Riker and Deanna Troi.
Yep.
Because originally in the TV version, they were supposed to be the Riker and Deanna Troi. And the guy who was the commander of the space station
right.
was supposed to be the Vulcan that was going to take Nimoy's place because Nimoy wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
And that's why he's got that little role in the motion mm-hmm. picture because they went and decided to do right. a movie.
Way to go.
Now, there's a book out there. I think it's actually called Star Trek, The New Voyages, and it tells all the history of that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just all in all, not a very good movie.
Well, it's the Gene Roddenberry curse.
Yeah.
The man was a genius for creating Star Trek, but when it came to him doing Star Trek stories, mm-hmm. they were slow.
I heard a new way of on David's show TV Talk.
Yeah.
They don't call things slow on it anymore. Okay. They call them deliberately paced.
Deliberately paced. Well, then
I
guess
this
that
movie
would
was
work.
Slow.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah,
giving
but, I mean
same
that was
credit.
That was the thing is like Gene wanted to do Star Trek.
Right.
But I think at that point Gene didn't understand Star Trek the way the fans understood Star Trek.
It had become a different beast.
Well, Gene didn't write a lot of the original episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had people come in and write them. It was writers for hire, and that's where you got a lot of the quality stuff.
Yeah.
Gene, like I said, Gene was a good idea man. Kind of like Walt Disney was a good idea man.
Yeah.
And that, but without his Imagineers, Walt Disney wouldn't have like had what he had.
Right.
And Gene is the same way.
Yeah.
It's the same way with George Lucas.
I mean, look at Rogue One.
Yeah.
Look at Rogue One.
I mean
you want to talk about how Star Wars has changed so much
yeah.
that you can have Gareth Edwards and the writing team put together that movie.
Right.
In a time that's really not covered in any of the EU or
right.
any of that stuff. And it came out so well.
Yeah. It's a well-done movie. So. And it's one of those things where, like I said, good idea men come up with a good idea. And then the other people build off of it. And it makes his idea
even better.
Yeah, look even better.
Cha-ching.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. Do you have anything else you want to add to this?
No.
I
was trying to think, is there anything else to add to this?
I mean, we got the Star Trek The Next Generation music out of this, for Christ's
exactly.
sake. Exactly. You know, yeah. So.
I mean, the Jerry Goldsmith soundtrack is one that's yeah. definitely worth picking up. You know, it's an awesome 70s soundtrack.
It's on Spotify.
Because it has,
if you really want to listen to it. Yeah.
The weird sounding soundtrack of the 70s type music. Very similar. Black Hole's very similar. No, it's that. It's the the guitar, yeah. the electric guitar that is used yeah. a lot. No. In those. Yeah.
Anyway,
but I mean, you know, it is a movie worth watching. Just be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah. yeah. Be prepared.
Okay. So
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Well, no. So all right. We are both huge Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
This has actually been a lot of fun doing yeah. this because. I don't know if I would have ever watched Star Trek V again.
Yeah.
I know I would have never watched Star Trek Nemesis again.
Yeah, you have more hatred for that one.
We were actually on Christmas. My father-in-law was flipping yeah. through the channels and Star Trek Nemesis. And my mother's was like, hey, just put Star Trek Nemesis on.
No.
I'm like, no. It was like you know, we were doing.
Get the kids out of the house. You know, get them out of the house.
We were joking around with the wormhole thing before. It was
yeah.
like, no.
Fire the photon torpedo.
Anyway, but yeah, you're right. This is not the worst.
No,
but it's definitely
on the lower tier.
It's in
the
bottom third. It's in the bottom three. For
yeah,
me, you know,
no. Your bottom three would be five, Nemesis, and Insurrection.
No, five Nemesis in this.
You like Insurrection more?
More than this, yeah.
Wow.
So
wow.
I don't hate Insurrection. If you remember, I just didn't like the Data parts
yeah.
of Insurrection.
Wow. Do you think if this movie would have had Data in it, it would have been better?
No, I don't think Data makes movies better. I don't think Data makes
more
Star
Scotty
Trek better.
Would have made this movie better.
Well, you know.
Stick him down in the engine room, guys. Just yeah. let him hang out. Look at the pretty lights, Scotty. Look at the pretty lights.
in all seriousness, this has been a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know, happy anniversary, Star Trek. We hope we served you well this year.
We'll do you again in 50 years.
This. Oh God, I hope we're not doing this in 50 years. I hope we're dead.
Well, I hope you're dead. I don't want to be dead. I want to live forever.
In 50 years, I'll be almost 90.
Welcome to Liam and his podcast. That'll be you, and I'll be like,
welcome to the MMS podcast.
You'll have one of those voice boxes.
No, I'll just be a robot.
Like, well, I was going to say, but you won't sound like you. You'll sound like Ebert.
Oh, nice.
Because you'll have paid for the upgrade for his voice. Yeah. Anywho. All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for putting up with this all year. We had fun. We hope you enjoyed it.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah, stay safe. And you know, if you have anyone who's a Star Trek fan or a new Star Trek fan, definitely direct them to this stuff.
Especially the month-long, because I think we did a lot of informational. Yep.
A lot
of information. We kind of tore the movies apart, but we gave a lot of information on the TV series.
Yep, we watched a lot more of
that's where the meat of Star Trek is.
It is.
It honestly is. Absolutely. The meat of Star Trek is in the TV series. The movies are for the entertainment of a mass audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you want to watch Star Trek, watch the TV shows.
All right. Well, on that note, you can find us at infamouspodcast.com, and you can find everything you need there. There was an episode that just went up the other day, so
yeah,
we don't need to repeat any of that. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And live long and prosper.
There you go.
Later.